advances in sport technology aren't just aiming to improve athletes' performance. Recently, we've seen the emergence of technologies designed to help officials enforce the rules of their particular sport. Probably the best known of these is Hawkeye, so I spoke to Luke Agus, Director of Tennis at Hawkeye Innovations Limited, to find out how the system works.
It's a camera-based system with cameras located at the back of the arena. So it's a totally non-invasive system. There's nothing put inside the lines of the court or the tennis ball itself. It utilises some bespoke and advanced vision processing techniques to detect movement within the field of view of each of those cameras, and then combines what it believes to be a tennis ball from each of those field of views to give you a 3D position relative to the court lines.
So Hawkeye's not just been used for tennis, it's used for cricket and it might be being brought in for football, but these sports have quite different balls, they're different colours, and in the case of football it's quite a lot bigger. How does that affect the technology?
We're very fortunate in terms of the general colour and the size of a tennis ball stays very consistent from event to event. In the cricket, where the system was first used, depending on the match or the test or the tour, a different ball can be used in terms of the colour. A ball can discolour, especially if they start using the white ball. And although people at home believe that the Hawkeye is this very automated, no human intervention sort of system, in order to make sure that the system is tracking optimally under all conditions, be it the ball has changed colour, a shadow has come across the tennis court, or with all electrical equipment, there'll be at some moment that something will need powering down and powering back up again. So that's the reason why we stick up more cameras, and there's some human intervention to make sure the system's working optimally throughout. In the football, the ball will change between your optimal conditions through to, obviously, we know the use of the orange ball in snowy conditions. Equally, we're very, very used to the pattern as well as the colour changing on the ball between competitions, and that's something that we're given clear direction on, and well in advance of those competitions, what ball they're going to use. And we actually are given samples of that ball in order to fully test the system from a robustness and a reliability point of view to make sure the system's working optimally under all conditions.
So with cricket, obviously Hawkeye's used in leg before wicket calls, where you're having to predict something that didn't actually happen because you're looking at whether, if the leg hadn't been there, the ball would have hit the wicket. So how do you go about predicting something like that that has so many variables?
The cameras that we use in cricket, frame rate of those cameras a lot greater than the tennis, primarily because of that reason. So we're trying to achieve as many frames as possible using ultramotion cameras running at 350 frames per second. Obviously, it's not as easy to validate and test the system for something that effectively didn't happen. But obviously, in a similar way to a predictive element within the tennis, from a frame-by-frame point of view, the system will then forward predict the flight path of the ball.
You must have to take into account things like the texture of the surface and the direction of the wind. Is that all part of the software?
It is. We calculate the court pace in a tennis sense, the coefficient of restitution, coefficient of friction on the playing surfaces that we track upon. In the tennis sense, a lot of people say, oh, you're bored about the wind. We're not effectively predicting the ball flight within tennis. We're joining the dots together. You know, we're capturing the flight of the ball. And therefore, if there is a given lob or shot under windy conditions that does do a sort of boomerang, then we're just joining those dots together. So that is all taken into account. We are capturing the actual video footage rather than what the system believes. In a predictive element within the cricket, that is an unknown, obviously, in that short space of time between the ball bouncing, the ball contacting the player's pad and then passing the wicket. So in that space of time, for wind to have a significant influence on the ball is extremely, extremely unlikely. And obviously, the relative weight of a cricket ball, it's influenced by the wind that much less than a tennis ball.
So with football, you're using it as a line technology, so just to see whether a ball has passed the line and is a goal. But is there any way you could use it for other things, perhaps to see if a foul was really a foul or if it was just a tackle, whether they actually touched the ball, that sort of thing?
As with all sports, we kind of create the technology for our customers. And at the moment, goal line technology has been the only specification in terms of any form of video replay. And we've created that technology and hopefully fixed an age-old problem. Saying that, we are very, very open to other suggestions. If this has opened the door on using video to best officiates football, offsides being a clear one. And there are technologies that we have provided in other sports, as well as the Olympic Games, where we've taken in numerous video feeds from standard broadcast cameras, synchronised those cameras so that you can see what is happening in each of those field of views or in each of those cameras at an exact moment in time. So to give rugby as an example, they obviously go to the officials to see whether the try scorer or supposed try scorer's foot had touched the line prior to the ball contacting the floor. At the moment, they look at that on a camera-by-camera basis, and the technology that we're currently offering various sports is to be able to synchronise that footage and to be able to see the output of that all at the same time.
Thanks to Luke Haggis from Hawkeye.